Tonight on Life on the Rock, we have Dr. Christine Schenken from Seat of Wisdom College. We'll see a video about the school and much more. Well, welcome to Life on the Rock. Tonight, our guest is Dr. Christine Schenken. She's the president of Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College up in Barry's Bay, Ontario, just about 4 hours north of Toronto. She's going to tell us about the school. They have a classical liberal arts education there, small school, but a deep, rich Catholic identity.
We're now going to a video from Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College.
Too often, young Catholics go off to university and lose their faith. But what if they could go to college and be formed in their faith? At Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College, students receive a solid education in the classical liberal arts, while also being formed as persons to become leaders for the church and society. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College is the only Canadian university or college recommended by the Newman Guide to Choosing a Catholic College, and its tuition is among the most affordable for in-person education in North America. Visit seatofwisdom.ca today.
Dr. Christine Schenken, welcome to Life on the Rock.
Thank you very much, Father Mark. It's good to be here.
And you're here, president of Our Lady Seat of Wisdom in Barry's Bay, Ontario, right, we'd say. And first, situate it. Where is Barry's Bay?
Barry's Bay is in rural Ontario, So a couple of hours west of Ottawa, or about 4 hours north of Toronto. Mm-hmm.
So it's a small town, and you're on a lake there that's quite beautiful.
That's right, right. Yeah. So we're in the rural area. We're in the Madawaska Valley, which is stunningly beautiful. Mm-hmm. Lakes, you know, hills, beautiful trees that change all different colors in the fall. So each season has its special flavor. It's a very beautiful part of the world.
Yeah, great canoeing up there. I know I've got friends go up there to the Boundary Waters to canoe and just. You can even drink out of some of the lakes in the middle of the lake. They say you can drink out of. So it's an amazing place. But you all have a small Catholic college. How big is your school there?
We have about 100 students. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And tell us a bit about the history. How did it come about?
Okay, so there were some families in the area. Many of them had come to be near Madonna House, which is about 15 or 20 minutes out of Barry's Bay. And these parents were homeschooling their children, and they'd got them through elementary school, through secondary school, and then they had to ask themselves, well, where are our children going to go to university? And they wanted some place that wouldn't destroy their faith. Mm-hmm. So they were looking at some of the colleges and universities in the United States, but they were very expensive for Canadians. And so they just looked at each other and put $5 down on the table and said, okay, we're gonna start something. Mm-hmm. That was back in 1999, and so the college, or the academy, as it then was incorporated in August of 1999. It took a year to actually fully get started. There was something else, a study center that happened for a year that was kind of a preparation for Our Lady Seat of Wisdom Academy. The academy itself got going in the year 2000 when the diocese allowed the academy to use a former convent, the former St. Joseph's Convent.
All right. And you've been there since 2003.
Since 2003, right?
And it was largely like the mothers that started it, or some of the dads too?
Mothers and fathers, the wife of the famous author, Michael O'Brien, Sheila O'Brien, is still on our board of directors and was one of the members, one of the founding members. So she's been a constant presence for us, but there were a few others.
And tell us about the degrees that you offer. Or how does that work?
So until 2017, we didn't have a degree. We had certificates. Mm-hmm. But in 2017, we were given permission by the government of Ontario to grant a 3-year degree, Bachelor of Catholic Studies, And so since that time, we've been offering that degree. Mm-hmm. And we're in the final stages of the approval process for a 4-year Bachelor of Arts degree, which we don't have yet, but hopefully mm-hmm. soon, could happen anytime. So we're hoping it will happen soon.
So the opportunities, like for a student with a 3-year degree, they can mm-hmm. go to a school in Canada for like a 4th year.
Or in the States. There are places in the States that will accept our students to do a 4th year mm-hmm. and then get their 4-year degree. We also have pathways even after 1 or 2 years. If people want to come for a year, mm-hmm. 2 years, 3 years, they can go elsewhere to complete their degree.
Yeah, I was reading about one of your graduates got a doctorate from Divine Mercy?
Divine Mercy we have a great partnership with them. They accept our students after the 3-year degree mm-hmm. to go right into a master's program. So that's quite a popular option.
Right.
They give us a special discount as well. So that's a very popular option for our students who want to go into psychology. Divine Mercy is a wonderful place to do psychology from a Catholic perspective.
And that's in the DC area.
That's right, mm-hmm.
And what kind of education do you offer?
Yeah. So right now, the Bachelor of Catholic Studies, it's a classical liberal arts education, which means that we give a very broad formation. Mm-hmm. We educate the whole person. In fact, we like to say, along with Cardinal Newman, used to emphasize that formation of the whole person. Mm-hmm. So you're not just coming to get information in your head about a particular subject. Mm-hmm. You're getting, first of all, a lot of different subjects, which mm-hmm. inform each other. Mm-hmm. So, history complements philosophy, complements theology, complements literature. They all kind of work together mm-hmm. to give a picture of how Western culture has come to be where it is in this particular time. Mm-hmm. It also, classical liberal arts education really emphasizes the skills of the 7 liberal arts, so especially the trivium, grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Mm-hmm. Every student in their first year takes a logic course. People need to know how to think mm-hmm. logically. Mm-hmm. That's a very underrated skill these days mm-hmm. across the board in our society. Right. So that's something. They learn how to communicate, especially to write, but just in general, how to communicate well and effectively.
Yeah.
So these are some of the things we offer in our liberal arts program, and it's very valuable. We see our graduates to go on to really use this in whatever walk of life they end up pursuing.
Yeah, so much in work environments, especially like management positions, dealing with people, what a skill that is to be able to communicate, to be able to write it down, to be able to have a mission or focus. You're telling me one of your graduates is a brewmaster, is that the right way to say it?
Right, yeah, she's a brewmaster. She runs her own brewing company, and she did a liberal arts education with us, and she credits us with preparing her well for us. Of course, we didn't teach her the actual skills of brewing, mm-hmm. but although we do have a brewing club, but more importantly, she says she learned how to communicate, how to write well, how to deal with people effectively. So that helps her to manage her company well and to manage the people who work for her well, so that when she has to deal with customers, she knows how to communicate effectively, get mm-hmm. a message across that's going to resonate and speak to people.
Right. You got a guy going to the trade school and learned heating and air conditioning.
Right, you would think totally unrelated, to the liberal arts. Uh-huh. It's an HVAC company, heating and cooling systems. But he said to me that especially our course in metaphysics, he said that course, metaphysics, really prepared me well for HVAC industry. I said, what? I said, I'd really like to believe that, but how is that even possible? And he said, well, in metaphysics, I learned what knowledge is, and I learned how to learn.
Mm-hmm.
So he says, I went to trade school. The other students were ahead of me because that was their background. That's what they'd been doing already. So, but because I know, he says, because I know how to learn, I quickly not only caught up to them, but surpassed them because of my knowledge of how to learn. I understand what it is to learn something and how to go about it. And so he was able to quickly catch up and then excel in the program.
Okay, we're gonna take a short break. We'll be back with Dr. Christine Shinkin about Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College. Doctor, let's talk about the Catholic identity. You're right there. You have a you're using like church facilities somewhat, right? That St. Mm-hmm. Hedwig's there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And talk about that aspect. What's available to the students?
Our Catholic identity is central. Mm-hmm. It's the number one thing. Mm-hmm. We wouldn't really exist if it weren't for mm-hmm. our Catholic identity. There are lots of colleges out there. You know, we don't need another sort of wishy-washy Catholic college. Mm-hmm. We're authentically, faithfully Catholic.
Newman's Guide, right?
We're in, exactly. You don't just have to take my word for it. Of course, I'm president, I'm going to uh-huh. say that. But the Newman Guide uh-huh. to Choosing a Catholic College, which is put out by the Cardinal Newman Society, we actually are not only in there, we're the only Catholic, the only Canadian college or university in the Newman Guide, mm-hmm. but we have their gold seal, which means mm-hmm. you know, we check all the boxes. We're really excellent in mm-hmm. terms of being faithful to our mission, which is to be a faithfully Catholic a higher education institution. So what does that mean in practice? Well, one kind of litmus test is that all of our professors take an oath of fidelity in the presence of our bishop every year. Mm. So all of our professors, anyone who teaches at Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College is Catholic, not just mm-hmm. in name, but faithfully Catholic, willing to take an oath of fidelity to the magisterium. Mm-hmm. So that, I think, is a big one. Mm-hmm. Then you have so many opportunities for spiritual growth at the college. So yes, we're right a stone's throw away from St. Hedwig's. There's daily mass there. There's even daily adoration. Many opportunities for confession, both at the parish and with our chaplain, who is from Madonna House. Mm-hmm. And
which is a big thing. I think I met Father Brian Christie.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they live an intense spirituality at Madonna mm-hmm. House, so mm-hmm. he can bring that. You all have a great history with Madonna House.
And right, we've been close from mm-hmm. the beginning. And Father Brian Christie is a wonderful priest, just a very deep spirituality. He gave a retreat to our faculty and staff recently, mm-hmm. just gave us a lot of spiritual nourishment to mm-hmm. chew on for the rest of the year. But many opportunities mm-hmm. for prayer throughout the day. So we do a daily chaplet of Divine Mercy at the grotto at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on the weekdays. And in their residences, we can talk about residences a little mm-hmm. bit too, but so in their houses, the students will adopt a particular form of prayer as a small community within the broader community. Often it takes the form of, say, for example, Compline in the evening or a Decade of the Rosary. Mm-hmm. So these little things, practices throughout the day, to strengthen us and help us grow in our faith.
Right. And it's interesting about the residences you have. Mm-hmm. So Barry's Bay is a small town. So they live in these houses, right, in the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's right.
Could be like 10 students in a house.
About approximately, give or take. But that's actually a very distinctive feature mm-hmm. of the life of a student at Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College. So they don't live in big dormitories. They live in a small community within the community, and that teaches them a lot. I talked about whole person formation. Mm-hmm. That's a big part of the formation that they get because they learn to live with other people.
Right.
You know, some of them come to us without a lot of experience of having to get along with other mm-hmm. people, and it can be bumpy sometimes. But they have the guidance of the leaders in the house, as well as the dean of students, the associate dean of students, and the whole school structure is set up to help them mm-hmm. flourish and to learn. You know, how to deal with conflict, for example.
Right,
our
right.
student leadership team gets training in how to deal with conflict. Mm-hmm. It's really excellent preparation for life. Mm-hmm.
And as we mentioned in the beginning, the history is it was a school aimed to be affordable, right?
Yes.
Talk about the affordability.
Well, we like to say we're uniquely affordable. The tuition for American students, mm-hmm. so we have an international fee and a domestic fee. The international fee, so it would apply to Americans, is $10,000 a year in tuition. Mm-hmm. And then you have, you know, room and board and so forth, which brings it to about $16,000 American dollars a year, mm-hmm. which for a total package is really quite good, mm-hmm. You know, compared to a lot of other places.
Right.
And we do offer some financial aid as well.
And I've been up to the school, and I was struck by the simplicity of life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Catholic education is going to form virtue in the young person, but also in a world that kind of overbloated with having, doing, consumerism, it was kind of refreshing to see the simplicity.
It is simple. Yeah, yeah, I mean, we're in a small town, so we don't have a huge pool nearby or anything like that, but we make our own fun. We have a lot of good, clean fun. Mm-hmm. You know, Kaylee's, those are Irish dances, mm-hmm. Swing dances. We put on a play every year. That's a lot of fun. We have musical concerts that we put on. We have to do a lot of things ourselves. But I think that's obviously character forming as well,
right.
and good for people to learn those skills as well, and also a great way to bond as a community.
Yeah, you have a coffee shop in the area, you got pizza, you got Polish place.
Yeah.
And I like to, about the professors, I met some of the professors, they were very engaging, great teacher to student ratio. Tell us about that, the
it's
quality.
It's about a 13 to 1 professor to student ratio. And yeah, I would say honestly, we do have some of the best professors in the world. Mm-hmm. Just take one example, Dr. Richard Chaw is a world-class Bede scholar. Mm-hmm. He's published 3 books. And
that's the Venerable Bede.
The Venerable Bede, the very same one. Yeah, and you know, he teaches all of our first years as well as the upper years, and so they all get to experience Dr. Chaw.
Yeah, And being a classic liberal arts program, you used a phrase that struck me. It's like, so we talk about virtue and theology and everything, but the classic literature puts flesh on the virtues of flesh on these concepts.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Well, you can get me talking about literature all day. I'm a literature professor at heart.
Yeah.
But that's right. So in a liberal arts education, you're not just going to get, you know, theology in an intellectual way. I mean, we do teach the teachings of the church and so forth. But what does that look like in the here and now, or what does that look like lived out? Mm-hmm. So we're very incarnational in our approach, both in terms of how we live as a community, but also even in the learning that we're doing. We have the fine arts, we have music. We're even offering an egg dyeing class, a Psanky class this year. Uh-huh. But getting back to literature, so what does it look like to be virtuous? That can teach people often in some ways more effectively or more profoundly, or in a way that speaks to some people better than kind of the abstract theological things. So you read a book like Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, and you see Jean Valjean, you know, carrying the injured Marius through the sewers of Paris with great difficulty. And this is an icon of what it looks like to love.
Right.
And that's just one example, but you know, there are examples proliferate throughout literature, and it helps to speak to people who might otherwise not be reached. You need to touch their imaginations just as much as you have to touch their intellect.
Right. Well, Dr. Shinkin, it goes fast, but thank you so much for joining us on Life on the Rock.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Father Mark.
Well, Brother John, I really enjoyed my visit up there to see the school and the community up there, and went up there for different events when I was up in Canada at the Madonna House, and their great partnership with Madonna House, and their priest chaplains come from there. Mm-hmm. But just a wonderful testament of faith, the families coming together, wanting to educate their children, give them a college education.
Yeah,
it's a boldness to it.
It is, and I think there's a hunger out there for that truth, and I love how their motto is, you know, the truth will set you free. And again, you mentioned it on the show, it's just, there's kind of a breakdown in that area. Mm-hmm. People are just kind of driven in all sorts of directions. But I think I like the fact that they really do put that emphasis on logic, you know, because you can go now 16 years through schooling and never even have a course in that. It's pretty easy. But you would think that would actually be something taught. And then it should be encouraged. And so I'm always happy to see that. But I think there's something to be said about Our Lady Seat of Wisdom College making the Newman list, because it's a big achievement. I think in the United States, there's about 250 Catholic schools, but only 20 of them really make that cut.
And the Newman's Guide.
The Newman's Guide. So that's a big achievement. And the fact that maybe in Canada, they're the only one, it's like, you know, I think maybe more attention should be given to this school. So
right. And I'm always fascinated with these schools that have that curriculum that to study liberal arts, you know, classic literature, you know, the Greeks, the medievals, and what you can learn from them. They tackle like the weighty issues of life, the meaning of life, the purpose of life, what's a good life, what virtue is. Man, to plant those seeds in a young person, it really sets you on the right trajectory.
It does. Yeah. And I think too, to add to that, you know, school is not just about head knowledge, but there's a human formation, you know, living together in a community, you know, maybe working out those conflicts and everything. That's very important. And just building up those communication skills that are important. But I think, again, those are things that set you on the path long term. And I love the fact that she mentions, you know, it's not just what are our goals in this life, But what are our goals in the afterlife?
Yeah.
That are even more important.
I think about this all the time. It's like you see in like in America, our Western culture, like a growing lack of virtue. Mm-hmm. And is democracy sustainable without virtue? I mean, how does that bless our work life, our family life, if we've cultivated Christian virtues, natural virtues that the Greeks even taught us? You know, to live a virtuous life is one of strength. And in America, it makes us more successful. Show up, give honest day's work, you know, and responsibility, care for others. That's a powerful thing. So, but we gotta, this is our first two-part show. This has been the first part. Next week, we'll show you the second part. We'll send you into the vineyard with a blessing. May our Heavenly Father shine His face upon you, give you His peace. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We'll see you next week on Life on the Rock.
I'm just a poor wayfaring stranger, traveling through this world below. There's no sickness, no toil or danger in that bright land to which I go. I'm going there to see my Father and all my loved ones who've gone on. I'm just going over Jordan. I'm just going.
Just go.